It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad that we can be television neighbors today. Do you know what this is? It's a letter. And you know what this part of the letter is called? A postage stamp. It's a little sticky piece of paper that people can buy to paste on a letter so they can send it in the mail. You see, it costs money to send a letter in the mail because the people who work for the post office have to get paid somehow. So the money that we spend for stamps helps to do that. This happens to be a letter from the Postmaster General of the United States. I had asked if we could come to see how people make postage stamps, and this letter says that we are welcome to come. I know where Mr. Bulger's office is, so let's just go there right now. Come along with me. This is the place where Mr. Bulger's office is, so let's just go on in. This is his office here. Mr. Bulger?
Oh, hi. Mr. Rogers. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your invitation.
Thank you. I'm glad you could come here so we show you how we make stamps. Mr. Morris and I is going to have to do this for me because I have something else that has come up, and I'm sorry that I can't do it myself, but he's very good at it, and he'll show you just how we make stamps.
Oh, good.
Why don't you have a seat, and we'll wait for Mr. Morris.
Thank you. I'd like to know how a person gets to be Postmaster General. A young friend of mine said, do you think he's a general in the army?
No, I'm not.
Well, how do you get called Postmaster General?
We have 30,000 postmasters in the country, and I'm generally in charge of them, and that's what that means.
You're generally in charge,
right.
I see. I'd like to know, Mr. Bulger, if you were always interested in the Postal Service.
Yes, I've worked for 40 years in the Postal Service, over 40 years, and I started as an assistant messenger.
An assistant messenger? Did that mean that you carried mail?
What I did is I delivered mail into the headquarters building here in Washington, and including delivering it to the Postmaster General's desk.
So you brought mail to that Postmaster General many years ago?
Yes, I did.
And now what do you do? You don't actually make the stamps yourself.
No, I don't. I wish I had that type of talent, but we have many talented people in the Postal Service and the Bureau of Engraving and Printing that do just that. Oh, here's Gordon Morrison. Welcome, Gordon. Meet Mr. Rogers.
Well, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Mr. Morrison?
I'm so pleased to see you.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to our tour today.
Good. Gordon, we'll start you on the tour at our designs department. I think he's prepared to do that, are you not?
Yeah, I'll introduce him to Clarence Holbrook.
Oh, great.
Good. And thank you, Mr.
Bulger. Oh, thank you for coming. I'm sorry I can't go with you.
I've enjoyed meeting you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come along.
Mr. Holbrook, it's all right if we come in?
Let's go right in.
I have Mr. Rogers here.
How do you do, Mr. Holbrook?
Clarence Holbrook is the stamp designer at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Thank you. I'm very glad to meet you.
Oh, same here. Have a seat. I'll sort of show you what we do here.
I'd be glad to know. Now, you've designed stamps yourself.
Yes, I have. I have designed three stamps. And
this one looks like the Statue of Liberty. Did you do this one yourself?
This is one of my own.
And you painted this?
I painted that one there.
That's beautiful. Now, what about this one? This looks like one that we see a lot of with the flag on it.
This is the flag over the Supreme Court stamp here. And this is about 1.5 times size.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have the die of that particular stamp.
Well, that look, could I look through this?
Great.
That looks backwards, Mr. Holbert.
Well, they're engraved backwards in order that they might be printed forward.
Oh, I see.
See, so it's reversed.
May I pick this up?
Go right here.
So it goes like
that? It's printed reversed.
I see. When you were a little boy, did you always like stamps, even then?
Well, I didn't pay a lot of attention to them, but I always loved to draw. And, you know, I drew as, you know, as a very young child. In fact, I can't remember when I first started drawing. And I just drew right on through elementary school, through high school, and then I went to college for drawing and painting. And then after that, I had to take a 7-year apprenticeship to actually be able to do a job like this.
7 years after college?
7 years after college.
That's a lot of work to be able to get the position that you have now.
It's rewarding. I, you know, enjoy it. And to make a stamp, to have actually a stamp out, that's payment.
I guess so.
Mr. Rogers, would you like to go see where the stamps are printed?
I would.
Good, let's go.
My pleasure.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Holbert. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
We're now here in the visitors' gallery where the public comes to see how stamps are printed. And we're overlooking one of our large printing presses.
That is a big machine. What happens there?
Well, over on this end over here, a large roll of blank paper is brought into the press. And on the back of that paper is a sticky substance you see on stamps.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It comes in through the press and it runs through a drum up here on the top. And on that drum are a lot of images that are very similar. In fact, they're exactly the same image that you saw in Mr. Holbert's office.
But a whole lot of them together.
A whole lot of them are on the drum.
Boy, it is going so fast you can hardly see them.
Yes, the amount of paper going through one spot on that press in 1 minute is the paper that would stretch from one end of a football field to the other.
That much?
Yes.
And so how many stamps would that be in a minute?
About 70,000 postage stamps a minute being produced on that press.
70,000 a minute.
But we don't always run it that fast because we slow it down because you see this man down here. He has to inspect that periodically, and we want to make sure that the quality is the best possible and that it's all printed absolutely precisely.
So you really need people to do that kind of thing.
Yes.
Machines can't do it all.
No, machines don't do all of our work for us.
That's right.
Now, after we get through the press and the inspection process and roll back up on another large roll, now we have the printed stamp. Then from this point here, we take the finished roll of stamp and we go over to this piece of equipment, and two things primarily happen there. The first is we punch those little holes into between the stamps,
mm-hmm.
and we call them perforations.
I see.
And we punch those in the stamps, and then it travels down and knives slit the stamp between the stamps. And we roll up little rolls of stamps.
I think.
Then the rolls are all individually done. They're kind of with a little bit of air behind them, fluffed up, and they end up going into a specific, like an egg carton. Those, then the whole carton is put in another piece of plastic. It's like a plastic tray. And those trays come out of the far end and are automatically put into boxes. The box is sealed and shipped off to our post office where we open them up and sell them to our customers.
I've never seen so many stamps in my life. Look at all these rolls.
Yeah, you've seen how we print these stamps, and then you also saw how we take these large rolls of stamps and convert them into those tiny rolls of stamps, which we sell in the post office.
It's just fascinating. Were you interested in stamps when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I used to collect stamps when I was a youngster. In fact, I used to save the presidents on the United States postage stamps because there was an entire series of stamps at that time that showed every president of the United States up to that point.
Teaches you a lot about history, doesn't it?
Sure do. Today, you know what? We have a little brochure that's available in the post office on an introduction to stamp collecting that allows youngsters to learn something about how to go about the hobby. Maybe you'd like to take that back with you.
I'd be glad to have that. May I keep it?
Yes, please do.
Thank you very much. And this is free to children?
That's free to children in many post offices.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Morrison. I really appreciated your showing me this.
I appreciate your coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come along. Now let's just go to my place. Feels really warm here today. Let's see what the temperature is. Oh, it's 85. I thought it was warm, at least in this neighborhood. Let's go inside. Wasn't that interesting? And Mr. Morrison said that booklets like this that tell about stamps are free to children in many post offices. It's a very interesting thing, yeah. If you're interested in stamps, your mom or dad might be able to take you to a post office sometime, and you could ask about a booklet. Do you like to draw? Well, I'm glad some people do, people like Mr. Holbert, because there wouldn't be any pictures for stamps if there weren't people who like to draw. If I knew how to draw well, I think I'd draw a picture of a very warm day. But what we could do is to pretend about a very warm day. Sure. Yes, trolley. We could pretend about a very warm day in the neighborhood of make-believe, where people are trying in their own ways to get along with the heat. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, it is warm, trolley. It certainly is.
Well, I think it's even hot Friday. I wonder if it'll ever be cool here again.
Oh, I imagine it will, yes. Just to think, though, how powerful that sun must be.
I think I could use a little less power and a little less heat. I'll be inside if you should need me, dear.
Very well, Queen Sarah. Farewell.
Farewell, dear.
Oh, to be as the sun itself, so high, so bright, so fair.
Excuse me, King Friday.
Oh, Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as always, Your Majesty.
Do you admire the sun, too?
Oh, it sure makes a great difference in everyone's life, sire.
Oh, it certainly does. And what brings you outside on this warm day?
The annual report, sire.
Oh, they turned out quite nicely, didn't they?
Yes, sire. Mm. And now everyone will be able to see exactly how their tax money was spent this year.
Before you deliver them, I'd like to examine the school page,
please.
Mm-hmm. Books, lunches, day trips. Keeping our school working well does cost a considerable amount of money.
School is very important, sire. I know how you feel about that.
Indeed. When we learn, we grow. Now then, I'd like to see street repair.
Yes, sire.
I believe we saved some money there this year. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, over here, please.
Meow, sun, meow, really hot, meow.
Oh, sure is. I think I just might fly down to Southwood and see if it's any cooler there.
Meow, meow, stay, meow, make lemonade.
You will? In that case, I'll be glad to stay.
Meow, wait right there. Meow, be right back.
Okay, hen. Oh, she's got some good ideas. Maybe if I stir things up a little with my wings, I'd cool off. Whew. Oh, that just makes me hotter.
Speedy delivery.
Oh,
speedy
Mr. McFeely. How in the world are you, Mr. McFeely?
Not so speedy, I'm afraid. This heat tends to slow me down a little.
Oh, I know what you mean.
But I do have a delivery for you, X.
Oh, it looks like it's from the Owl Correspondence School. Oh, please help me open it, Mr. McFeely.
All righty.
Oh, yes.
Just a moment, we'll see
my
what's
school.
In here.
I love my school.
Money? Does your school send you money?
Money?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's look inside and see.
All right.
My.
Be right with you. How does this open? Oh, there we go.
From OC.
Look, it's a 10.
Well, I never got money from my school before.
Oh, no, wait a minute. There's a note here.
What's it say?
Well, just get it out. All right, I'll read
it
to you.
Money from the OCS?
OCS. It says, "Dear student."
That's who I am.
"You have been chosen to study our course about money. Enclosed is a 10. Your first assignment is to use this 10 the best way you know how and to write to us about it." That's what it says.
The best way I know how.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Beak, what a great school I have.
I'll say.
How would you use an extra 10 if you had it, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, I think I'd buy something cool.
Well, how would you like some ice-cold lemonade?
Now, X, I don't have an extra 10. This 10 is yours.
Well, I'm not selling lemonade. Henrietta is making it for us.
Meow, meow, ready, meow. Meow, Mr. McFeely, meow. Meow, meow, lemonade.
Oh, thanks, Henrietta. I'd like some.
Meow, 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 meow. In my house, meow.
All right.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right.
Meow, X.
What do you think I should do with a 10?
Meow, lots of things. Meow, you talk together. Meow, Mr. McFeely, meow, meow house.
Okay, we'll just talk about it right inside.
Come on, Harriet. We haven't got all day, dear.
I'm coming, Lady Elaine. I'm coming. Mm. I can't find the brushes.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
I forgot to buy them when I bought the paints.
Gee. Anyway, are you sure we can paint all this by ourselves?
People paint things all the time. We can't do it with our fingers.
No.
This is not finger paint. We need brushes for this kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Annual tax reports.
Oh, great, Handy. Just what is an annual report?
Well, it's a paper that shows and tells what we've done and how we've spent the money this year.
Okay, thanks. Just stick it over there somewhere.
But Lady Elaine, don't you want to see how you've saved your tax money this year?
Well, you probably want more money. Well, I don't have any more. I'm cleaned out.
Wait a minute. Look right here. After taking care of all the neighborhood needs, the kingdom still has 3,000 left over.
3,000 left over?
Mm-hmm.
That'd buy a lot of paintbrushes.
Mm-hmm. You mean you're painting in this heat?
Absolutely.
Wow. Looks like you could use some help.
It's gonna be nice. Mm-hmm. We can do it though, can't we, Harriet?
I guess we'll be saving lots of money by doing the work ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I'll see you later. I've got to deliver these tax reports, but you call me if you need me.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
3,000 left over. Mm-hmm. Harriet, please take care of the museum. I will be back in a minute. I want to see a king about a thing or two. Oh, hello, Handyman.
Hello, Daniel.
I
I was just resting my eyes. It's pretty hot out today.
I know. Mm-hmm. Say, I've got something really nice for you.
What is it?
Well, I know how you like cutting out pictures and putting them on paper.
Uh-huh.
Well, this annual tax report is just filled with pictures.
What kind of pictures?
Oh, well, pictures that show how the tax money was spent this year to keep the neighborhood in good shape.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them.
Like trimming X's tree costs tax money.
And painting.
Mm-hmm.
And fixing the streets if they get holes in them.
Exactly. Things the neighborhood needs, taxes help to pay for them. And this book shows all of us how the tax money was spent in the kingdom this past year.
Oh, thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome. Say, how's your sailboat coming on?
Well, it's not a sailboat yet. Huh? I need to get 3 more pieces of wood.
Oh, and then you'll start?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to paint it green.
Oh, green's a great color.
I know. And with white sails and a red rudder. I can see it now.
Me too.
Do you have time to help me stack some of this wood over here?
Oh, I will later, but right now I got to deliver the rest of these tax reports.
Oh, of course.
Bye.
Okay, see you later then.
All right, let's see now. 12 for tree service, 16 for leaf assignment. Oh, there's so much care for this place under the sun.
Hello, Friday.
Oh, Fairchild, you startled me.
That's the annual report, right?
That is correct.
Understand we have some money left over.
We do have a modest surplus, Fairchild. What is your point?
Brushes.
I beg your pardon?
I'm painting the museum go-round and I need brushes. We have extra money, so I want it.
Well, Fairchild, this money belongs to all of us. It is tax money given for the good of the kingdom. It must be spent for the good of the kingdom.
Well, what could be better for the kingdom than beautifying my museum go-round?
Telephone, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank you. Ms. Polificate, you may have the tax report. Who wishes to speak with me?
It's someone I've not heard of before, Your Majesty. A Miss Paterson?
Oh, yes, that would be Ellen. Hello, Ellen. Yes, so glad you could return my call. No, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, tomorrow would be splendid. Good, see you then. Farewell. Yes.
Will that be all, Your Majesty?
Oh, yes, Miss Polificate. One thing, however. Please call Niece Eberlyn and ask her to be here tomorrow for a very special occasion.
A special occasion, sire?
Indeed. I'm planning a spectacular addition to our neighborhood, one that may even cool us off.
I see. I think.
You will tomorrow. Now run along, Miss P.
Farewell, Your Majesty.
Yes.
Okay, Friday, what about the paintbrushes?
Would you rather have paintbrushes or a swimming pool?
Well, I know I'm not going to get a swimming pool, so I'll say paintbrushes.
The pool would be for everybody.
You mean you're really thinking about a pool? An honest, real, filled with water pool?
I am.
Will you have to paint it?
We might.
First dibs on the paintbrushes when you're finished.
You always find a way, don't you?
If you try, you do.
Oh, I'm back, King Friday.
Yes, Handyman Negri, I presume.
Oh, correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Want to go for a swim, Handy?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Friday's going to build a pool.
You mean with the extra tax money?
We'll see about it tomorrow.
Get your swimming suit, trolley.
Yes, we'll see tomorrow.
So, King Friday has decided to build a swimming pool to help everyone cool off. Can you think of other ways to feel cooler? I like to think of the fish swimming in their water. Just give them a little something to eat. Just a little. Did you understand all that talk about taxes and the annual report? Well, in the towns and cities where people live, people put some of their money together so they can have schools and roads and fresh water and such things like that, that everybody needs. The money that they put together is called taxes. I like to explain things like that to you. I want to get some paper and crayons. I've been thinking about people collecting postage stamps, and I know somebody who collects pictures of all kinds of rainbows. Yeah, different rainbows. And I thought if I put those crayons together like that, this could look like a rainbow, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to hold those crayons like that, though. But you could draw your own kind. And I know somebody else who collects pictures of suns. Different suns. Doesn't matter what color your sun is. I just thought of another way to keep a little cooler. Blow in your hand like this. And the air goes around like this and back up into your face. Oh, I like to be able to be with you. It gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.